One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Saul of Tarsus, he was small in stature. So they called him Paul, and he called himself Paul. Now, before then, when Jesus spoke out of heaven and called him, he said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? He was called Saul. But then he picked up this name that he was answering everywhere. Paul. It wasn't God who gave him Paul. He liked the name. And then guess what? The next time Jesus showed up, he called him Paul. So I'm telling you, God will call you what you call yourself. So in other words, that name that you were given, you've been answering it in the realm of the spirit. After all, you used to write it down as one of your names. Is your name. So in heaven you are known as whatever it is. So your name is your destiny. Make sure you change it. You still there? Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. I said hallelujah. Yes. You say, why did Paul give himself that name? I'll tell you why. This man was a man that was given an abundance of revelations. He was in Arabia. 3 years where God showed him so many things. And right after that experience, he decided to see himself small in the sight of God and before others. It was a name of humility. That's why he called himself Paul. You understand that? In the sight of others and before God. And later on, he tells us, when you study his writings in 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, read about him. He says, because of the abundance of revelations, there was given unto him a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan, to buffet him, lest he'd be exalted above measure. There's so much to be said about that. I could preach for you a whole month, sharing with you wonderful thoughts that Paul was expressing in that chapter. But here we are in 17th verse of Romans, the 5th chapter. Are you still with me? All right. Now he says, verse 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned. Now he's not telling death is reigning. He says death reigned. It did. But that's before Jesus came. It did. Remember, First Epistle of St. John, chapter 3, verse 8, he says, for this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Then the Bible says that he became one of us. He became subject to death, such that through death, 14th verse, Hebrews chapter 2, that he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Hallelujah. All right. Now he says, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more than death reigned, much more, they which receive. Oh, glory to God. They which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life. By one, Jesus Christ. Oh, 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 I don't know if you got this. He says, if by one man's offense death reigned. Look at it. Death reigned by one. Much more than death reigned. They which receive abundance of grace, who are they? He's talking about us. He says the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. They which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. Who are they that have received the gift of righteousness? He's talking about us. He's talking about us. Righteousness is a gift. He says, they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in this life. Oh. They shall reign. Really amplified. They shall reign as kings in this life, it says. They shall reign as kings in this life. He's not talking about heaven. You're not going to have subjects in heaven. You're not going to be reigning over demons in heaven. They shall reign. How? Remember what we read in the 25th verse of the 15th chapter, 1 Corinthians. He must reign till he had put all enemies under his feet. So how is he reigning? Through those who receive the gift of righteousness, the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness. He's reigning through us. How? Let me show you. Are you ready to see this? Hebrews chapter 2. You're ready. I said you're ready. Hebrews chapter 2. I found my way out of trouble. I found my way out of crisis. Glory to God. He put a song in my heart to sing. It's a song of praise. Glory to God. I cannot but defeat it. Glory to God. I got the victory. I got the victory. Hallelujah. I live in joy. I live in peace. Glory to God. I'm a success. Hallelujah. Oh, health is mine, victory is mine, prosperity is mine. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 2. Motaka bayala basete. Sobra shaka tamaya. Ho ho. Ho ho. Sibaha sekiti lama. Aya. Elisha says, my father, the chariots of Israel and the horsemen thereof. He picks up the mantle of Elijah. He has to return by the same way. Now he doesn't have anybody going with him. He's alone. He gets to the same Jordan. Hallelujah. Woo-hoo! Elisha whirls around the mantle of Elijah. He says, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Kadesh. The Jordan splits wide open. Elisha went through on dry ground. Many years later, Masakata Bayaba Baba. Woo! Glory to God. Hey, hey. Oh, glory. Here comes Jesus. Hold on. Jesus gets there. He doesn't call on the God of Moses. He doesn't call on the God of Joshua. He doesn't call on the God of Elijah. He doesn't talk about Elisha. He refuses to recognize the water. He walks through right on the water. Glory to God. Listen, you are not following the God of Moses, the God of Joshua, the God of Elijah, or the God of Elisha. The Bible says Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Oh, Shamadea. Woo! Oh, glory to God. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. Are you still there? You don't need to command the Red Sea to open up. You don't need to command the Jordan to split wide open. Like Jesus refused to recognize its presence. Walk through. Walk underwater. Can you shout amen, somebody? I said, I found a way out of my trouble. I found a way out of my crisis. I found a way out of my dilemma. I'm walking on the water. I'm walking on my troubles. I'm walking on my trials. Can you shout amen, somebody? Oh, glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. My. Woo. Ah, I refuse to be sick. I refuse to be poor. I refuse to be defeated. I'm what God says I am. I'm a member of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Oh, glory to God. Worship him, somebody. Give him praise. Give him praise. I found a way out. Give him praise. Woo, glory. Give him praise. Hallelujah.
We trust that you were blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he is alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I'm now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com.
Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Ijebu-Ode, 156, Folagbade Road, Aribagbu Roundabout, beside New Glo Office, Ijebu-Ode. Worship with us on Sundays at 9 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 0812-851-9834 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
Tune into this station same time tomorrow for the continuation of the message.